Hello everyone, Ron Berger here, coming to you from AstrologyNewsReport.com. So let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for September 28th to October 5th and beyond? Okay, the main astrological item for this week is that Mercury will begin a 3 weeks long retrograde period starting next Saturday, October 4th. The planet begins its apparent reverse motion at 8 degrees Libra. The usual difficulties that present themselves during a Mercury retrograde period will manifest. People are less rational. Data and information gets distorted. Messages are delayed, misinterpreted, and/or misunderstood. Mercury is the planet of equipment, so there are more likely to be equipment problems, especially communication equipment. And so the usual precautions apply. Expect delays in communication. The check may be in the mail, but it won't arrive on time. People seem more irrational. Misunderstandings are more common, so try to be patient with others and yourself. Mercury is the planet of business transactions. Careful with those bank deposits, count your change, or the ATM gets screwed up. Mercury is also the planet of signatures. Signing a contract at this time is not recommended. Mercury retrograde periods are good for some things, especially anything that has to do with the past and communications. Taking care of past business, paying bills, getting back in touch, responding to that email that you neglected, going back over and editing a manuscript or report. Now, there is an interesting feature of this particular Mercury retrograde period. Mercury is in a powerful relationship with Venus. They are in each other's signs. Mercury in Venus's sign Libra, while Venus is in Mercury's sign Virgo. This forms a Parivartana Yoga, an exchange of sign rulerships, which creates a strong, binding relationship between the two planets. The problem here is that Venus is weakened by being in Virgo, which is its sign of debilitation. Venus is, as well, combust, in other words, too close to the sun. Mercury, by being retrograde, is not behaving normally either. So the two planets, forced into a compelling relationship, are not doing each other any favors. They are actually compounding each other's weaknesses. So this can create additional problems on top of what we usually experience during a Mercury retrograde period. A couple of weeks into the retrograde period, Mercury leaves Libra as it backs into Virgo, and thereby forming a different energy pattern. This will alter the effects of the Mercury retrograde period. The potential effects of that change in the celestial landscape will be addressed in an upcoming show. So now we will consider the effects for each of the 12 rising signs. For each sign, there will be a corresponding house, an area of life, that the retrograde Mercury will be affecting. Starting out with Aries ascendant. Mercury will be retrograde in your seventh house, the house of one-on-one relationships, in other words, partnership, clients, and of course, marriage. Communication is an essential part of any one-on-one relationship, so Mercury retrograde, in this position, can surely produce some problems. This requires an extra effort to understand your spouse, client, or business partner. The seventh house is distant places. Mercury is the planet of business transactions. Therefore, business deals with distant customers or supplier, purchases that require shipping, and the like, will run into problems and delays. If you are Taurus rising, Mercury will be retrograde in your sixth house, the house of struggle and difficulties, health and disease, employment, and the workplace. With this position, mistakes due to communication are more likely. You will have to guard against poor communication and misunderstanding with coworkers. If you get sick, there is a higher likelihood of misdiagnosis and or misunderstanding with your health practitioner. Make sure you understand any problem correctly before seeking a solution. For Gemini rising people, Mercury is retrograde in your fifth house, the part of life that includes lover, child, entertainment, creative projects, teachers and teachings, speculation and investment. There will be delays in communications and or misunderstandings with lover or child or teacher. This is not a good time to begin a creative project, but it is a good time to go back over a finished or nearly complete project and make corrections. This would be a poor time for purchasing any new investments. Cancer rising charts will have Mercury retrograde in their fourth house of home, home life, mother, car, assets, comforts, and security. Communications amongst those who share your home or with your mother will likely suffer in some way. This is not a good time for purchasing property or a car. The fourth house is hospitality. Better to wait until the Mercury retrograde period is over before throwing a party in your home. If you are Leo rising, Mercury will be retrograde in your third house of communication, everyday actions, making efforts, use of skills and talents, relationships with siblings, close relatives, and neighbors. Mercury has a special affinity with the third house, so its being retrograde in this position can be especially aggravating. Everyday routine actions will tend to run into problems. Anticipate more than the usual delays in your daily commute. Your efforts and intentions will likely be misinterpreted by others. This is not a good time to embark on a new promotional campaign. Mercury will be retrograde in the second house for Virgo rising people. Mercury is the planet of communication. The second house is the house of speech. You will have to be extra careful of what you say and how you say it. The second house is your nuclear family and family members. This will be a likely venue for misunderstandings. Being the second house of personal finances, any financial dealings will require extra attention to avoid mistakes. Libras will be hit by this Mercury retrograde period in many ways because Mercury will be retrograde in your first house of self. Be suspicious of all communications. Check carefully that what you said was what got heard, and vice versa. Your relationships with others will be off. Everyone appears to be behaving irrationally, and your own self-expression seems abnormal to others. Scorpio rising people will have Mercury retrograde in their 12th house of expense and loss, strangers and foreigners, dreams, the subconscious, and meditation. This position for Mercury retrograde is especially problematic for unknown or uncertain expenses incurred through business transactions, which should be postponed until the retrograde period is over. However, in the area of introspection, dream work, meditation, Mercury retrograde can be beneficial, since the condition of the thinking planet in this part of the chart encourages self-examination. Sagittarius people will experience retrograde Mercury in their 11th house of goals and ambitions, friends and associates, and profits and rewards. You can expect some misunderstanding with a friend or misinterpretation of a communication with an associate. Profits will be likely delayed. The next couple of weeks are good for going back over and redefining your goals and ambitions. It's a good time to get back in touch with a friend or elder sibling who you've been neglecting. Mercury will be in the 10th house for Capricorn people, the house of what you do in public, your career, profession, business, community involvement, the planet of making rational decisions. Behaving abnormally in this part of your chart can be hazardous to your status and position. It's the planet of business transactions, creating delays in the 10th house of your business. The 10th house is also authorities, ranging from government bureaucrats to your boss. Best to keep a low profile in that area for the next couple of weeks. If you are Aquarius rising, Mercury will be retrograde in your 9th house of beliefs, religion, father, guru, long-distance travel, and higher studies. Communications with father or guru will run into misunderstandings. Since Mercury is a natural significator of travel, this would not be a good time to take a trip. Your good deeds may get misinterpreted or be unnoticed by others. And last but not least, Pisces rising people will have Mercury retrograde in their 8th house. The 8th house is the house of financial involvements with others, most notably your partner. Such dealings would have to be approached with extra care. It may be worthwhile to review financial arrangements and make necessary changes at this time. The 8th house is also scandal and humiliation. And since Mercury is the planet of communication, be extra careful of what you say or write, since it could bounce back at you in an unpleasant way. Okay, that'll do it for Mercury retrograde effects for the 12 signs of the zodiac. Remember, this is only for the first couple of weeks, in other words, from October 4th to October 16th, whereupon Mercury, while moving in reverse, will back into Virgo, its own sign, and sign of exaltation. This will change how retrograde Mercury manifests, and mostly it will be better. More on that in a couple of weeks. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.